This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ultimate Classic Rock just put together a list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Okay.
So maybe a little disappointing for some people.
So this isn't just like a list of the greatest live albums. It's specifically because of the live albums that are overdubbed.
Okay. I would say some of these are legitimately some of the best live albums ever released. For
probably
sure.
Because they overdubbed them and made them sound better.
Here is one of the highlights.
Have to play some music.
Oh, okay. Dude, at first I had no idea who the hell this was because I'm not a big Peter Frampton fan, but I know the hook to this song.
Frampton Comes Alive, 1976. And remember how much talk box he used on that album?
No.
Oh, my God.
That is about the amount of time I've spent listening to this live record.
It was a great one.
It's the talk of my old college town because part of that album was recorded in or whatever was recorded in live, but he performed in Plattsburgh, New York, and some of the songs from that concert made it onto this album.
It's a big claim to fame there, Steve Miggs.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to impress anyone at the bar today if I bring that up.
I'm also going to put this out there. You sent me this list, as Steve likes to do, I'm sure, just with no song context at all whatsoever. So if I didn't get the right song, you guys might be trying to figure it out for a while because I have no idea what any of these were except for maybe two.
Danny, it's funny you mention that because part of me was like, should I give Danny at least like a hit song from each of these records to make his life easier? And I'm like, no, I'm kind of curious to see what Danny's going to pull from all of these because I don't think you know the majority of these bands or at least not familiar with their music.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the next one on the list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Let's go!
The hottest band in the world, Kiss!
I've never heard of this band.
Kiss Alive 2, 1977.
Listen to this, though. You will never unhear it. They just keep fake crowd noise going for every song.
Well,
you hear them? They're still cheering.
Yeah, yeah.
When have you been to a concert where people just never stop cheering?
At a Kiss concert, baby.
Look. They're still there. They won't go away. That's never happening at a concert.
Oh, my gosh.
They took live audio, like maybe like in between like the encores or after the show is over, and they just looped it and kept it for the entire performance.
That's so embarrassing.
But man, it adds so much. And I think they even like sampled, maybe not sampled, but I took like audio recordings of actual like explosions for when like the explosions happen in the concert because they don't sound very beefy.
Sure.
In the recording. So they added like real explosions from like wars. Like they went balls out to make this thing sound so epic, but it does.
Yeah, no shame.
And Paul Stanley even said, he's like, do you want to keep like a missed note or a flubbed guitar line and have that be something that lives on forever? No, you want to have it sound exactly how you think it sounds when you're at the concert. So that's why they beefed everything up.
Here's another classic live album that was overdubbed.
I'll be honest with you, I thought this song was a Less Than Jake song because they covered it for the long. I had no idea it was a Cheap Tricks. I didn't even know who Cheap Trick was.
I feel like of all these that so far we've heard, this might be the only band that you might rock with. because they have a little bit of a punky vibe.
Sure.
Definitely poppy. And you picked the right song.
Thanks.
And it was live at Budokan in 1978. Here's another classic live album that was overdubbed.
And she comes sneaking around, making me do things I don't want to do.
This is Judas Priest.
Unleashed in the East, 1979.
The funny thing is with this one, it doesn't sound like they overdubbed it, which I think is that's a testament to them just kind of pulling a quick one on all of us.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It still sounds really raw.
And another off the list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Okay, we don't need to listen to this one, do we?
I literally told Sarah, I was like, you know, considering how much Steve doesn't like the Eagles, we sure play a lot of the Eagles on this show.
It does make its way onto a lot of these lists.
And of course, they've just extended their Sphere residency for all of you out there who are chomping at the bit to get down there for that.
Would you go?
I guess the tickets were free, and I had a decently cheap place to stay.
The sure. Drinks and the tickets were free. I would definitely go see the Eagles over at the Sphere.
And we have one more for you on the list of classic live albums that were overdubbed.
Hey!
Wasn't this the music video that traumatized you?
Yes, it made me think I had sexually transmitted diseases, even though I never had sex.
Van Halen live right here, right now from 1993. Another one that was overdubbed.
I heard that they really like reconstructed a lot of those because they felt like Alex played too fast on some of the recording. I mean, some of the live performance, they had to re-record everything.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, I think some of the songs on that live record are like completely not live at all. Like Eddie kind of screwed up on a few things as well. Apparently his singing was off key. Like Sammy Hagar admitted to, he's like, my singing was off key. Al sped up on Runaround. And so, yeah, they ended up like going into the studio and just fixing everything.
You can fix anything in post.
It's kind of like one of those things when you first find out, you're very disappointed. But then when you start thinking about it, you're like, you know what, though? I mean, does it really matter?
I'm still going to listen to the Exit Stage Left live album from Rush.
Yeah.
Even though I was brokenhearted to learn they're not that perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.